Going now to that other election, because 24 hours on from Donald Trump's emphatic victory, he's preparing to pick his top team. Republicans have retaken control of the US Senate. They also lead the contest to control the House of Representatives, but it could take days for a final result to emerge. In the Democrats, the blame game has begun, with one-time presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders saying it was no surprise that a party which had abandoned working-class people would find that the working class had abandoned them. Joining us is Julia Manchester, national politics correspondent with The Hill in Washington. Julia, thanks for talking to us. A lot of speculation today about the second Trump term and whether he'll be emboldened or more disciplined. Are there any names in the frame for this second administration?
Yeah, there certainly are. Look, Rick Grenell, a former Trump administration official from his first administration, has been floated for Secretary of State, for example. You've also heard, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sort of floated in a health and human services capacity. Obviously, that would create quite a bit of backlash, I think, from Democrats and Republicans to an extent because of his controversial past. You've heard Elise Stefanik, Congresswoman from New York, and in-house Republican leadership, floated to be potential UN ambassador. That would be huge because we know she has been incredibly critical of, or very supportive, I should say, of Israel and U.S. support of Israel. So a number of names floated, but remember, we're 75 days away. So, we're going to see a lot coming into play. We know that Republicans now have control of the Senate or will have control of the Senate. So that's going to help these nomination processes as well.
And when it comes to Donald Trump's more controversial pledges, like, say, raising tariffs on imports or, say, cutting funding to Ukraine, is it likely in your assessment that he will follow through on those pledges?
It's hard to tell. I will say, Republicans have argued this and there is some truth to it. He had a lot of tariffs in place during his first administration, and the Biden administration didn't lift them. So, that's certainly worth noting. Now, whether he puts more in place, we'll see. It could get some pushback from Republicans because there is some evidence to suggest that that could have a negative impact on the economy. We know he's also talking with a lot of economic and business leaders as well. There could be some pushback from them too. Remember, his approach has always been, his aim, he says, is to bring down inflation, create robust economic growth. And there's legitimate questions as to whether tariffs would actually do that. Now, in terms of Ukraine and Russia, that's also going to be an issue within the Republican Party, because we know that particularly Republicans in the Senate, and we know that, the people in the running to potentially replace Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, they are more supportive of Ukraine. So you've heard sort of in the news media over the past 24 hours, this language sort of shift up to, oh, we want to talk with Russia and Ukraine to end the war. So he's going to have, potentially some internal disagreements within the Republican Party on how to approach some of these issues.
Julia Manchester of The Hill, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.